USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 2020 census will now be printed without a question about citizenship. It was just last week when the Supreme Court ruled the question was being sought under a false pretext. Opponents of the question had argued that its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. ACLU attorney Sarah Brennan.
We are very pleased, and we feel like in light of the Supreme Court decision last week that this was the only way that the federal government could move forward.
Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher has been found not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq. He was also charged with shooting random civilians while on his watch. The San Diego military jury did find him guilty on one count, posing with a corpse. Gallagher was sentenced to 4 months behind bars, but was credited with 201 days already served while he awaited trial. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Another White House official is moving to the 2020 election team. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
White House Senior Advisor for Communications Mercedes Schlapp taking a new job advising the Trump campaign. She's the latest administration official to cross over to the re-election effort ahead of the 2020 contest. Schlapp joined the White House in September of 2017 as a Senior Advisor for Strategic Communications. Campaign officials say that she will be helping with both strategy and Latino outreach thanks to her bilingual capabilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats have taken the IRS to court to get President Trump's tax returns. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, initially asked in April for 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns. He sent a subpoena in May. They say he'll now sue the IRS, the Treasury Department, and their respective leaders, Steve Mnuchin and Charles Rettig, for the information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators are searching clues trying to decide what caused a small plane to crash just outside of Dallas. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating Sunday morning's plane crash at Addison Airport outside of Dallas, Texas, where 10 people, including 2 children, died. Dr. Jennifer Roddy, lead investigator for the NTSB, discussed the possibility of engine failure.
Both engines were recovered from the airframe yesterday. Both propeller assemblies were recovered from the accident scene yesterday, and they're now in a secure hangar.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One state in the plains is finally done with the drought. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Since January 1st, Oklahoma has received an average of about 27 inches of rain, about 8 inches above normal, and the fourth wettest six-month period for the state in nearly a century, according to the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. Now, the heavy rainfall did cause catastrophic flooding along the Arkansas River Basin in eastern Oklahoma and downriver into Arkansas as well. But the U.S. Drought Monitor, an assessment of drought conditions across the nation, indicates that Oklahoma was drought-free as of June 25th. A year earlier, more than 72% of the state was experiencing some degree of drought, including 28% of that state in severe drought. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.